A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Jesus, because he remains forever, has a priesthood that does not pass away. Therefore, he is always able to save those who approach God through him, since he forever lives to make intercession for them. It was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, higher than the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he has no need to offer sacrifice day after day, first for his own sins and those of the people. He did that once for all when he offered himself. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You know, it can be pretty intimidating to preach in front of seminarians who deliver a homily so well. But we're very proud of you, Omar. Good job yesterday. A humorous little scene unfolded one morning at a local grocery store. Elderly people formed a rather long line around 6:45 a.m. because the store would open at 7 a.m. for seniors only. A young man came up from the parking lot and tried to cut in at the front of the line. But an elderly lady beat him back into the parking lot with her cane. He returned to try again and cut in, but an old man punched him in the gut and kicked him to the ground and rolled him away. As the young man approached the third time to cut in line, he told everyone, "If you old buggers don't let me unlock the door, you'll never get in." Now, according to eyewitnesses at the scene, that lady was actually Gene Shields, and that elderly man was Dick Udodge. I'm just saying what I heard. In his first encyclical, Pope Francis said beautifully, "A preacher has to contemplate God's word, but he also has to contemplate God's people." And by the way, that is not just a job for every preacher, it is also the job for every person. That was exactly what was the error of those elderly people at the grocery store in line. How so? Well, they failed to contemplate God's people. That is, to look more closely and more deeply at the young man coming up to open the door for them. They thought he was just breaking in line. Instead of just contemplating, they jumped to conclusions. Today, let me invite you to look a little closer at the word contemplation, to sort of contemplate contemplation. Can you hear the word temple hidden in the word contemplation, templa? In other words, when we contemplate, we begin to see the whole world as a magnificent macro temple. Indeed, with so much less pollution today, with no one driving their cars or factories belching out smoke, the earth is gaining again her pristine perfection, like when God first made all creation a temple where Adam and Eve would rest and worship. But contemplation shows us more than that. It also reveals that each person is a micro temple. Even that grocery store clerk. What do I mean? Well, C.S. Lewis wrote these memorable lines in his celebrated essay, The Weight of Glory. He said, "Next to the Blessed Sacrament itself, your neighbor is the holiest object presented to your senses." Let me repeat that. Next to the Blessed Sacrament, your neighbor is the holiest object presented to your senses. The low-hanging fruit of contemplation, therefore, is to see temples, the maxi temple that is the world, as well as the mini temples that is each person. We just heard the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 7, describe Jesus as the high priest who ministers in the cosmic temple of creation. So we read, "For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, unstained, separated from sinners, exalted above the heavens." When the author of Hebrews contemplates Christ, he beholds the eternal high priest ministering in the heavenly sanctuary. If earth is the temple, then the heavens are the holy of holies, the inner sanctum of the temple itself. But do you know what is Jesus' favorite temple to minister in? That temple is me, and that temple is you. St. Paul taught the Corinthians in his second letter, "For we are the temple of the living God." Did you catch that? We are the temples of God. Contemplation teaches us to behold temples, not only the macro temple, that is the cosmos, but also the micro temple, that is each Christian. Indeed, that is every human being. Perhaps one of the positives of this pandemic is it affords us all an opportunity for contemplation, that is to see temples. This pandemic gives us time for serious prayer if we just take advantage of it. Occasionally, during the day, I cross paths with parishioners stopping by to visit the church. They miss seeing the temple that is our gorgeous Gothic Church of Immaculate Conception. I gotta tell you, I am so happy to see them that it brings tears to my eyes. I realize how much I miss greeting them after Mass with a handshake or with a hug. I feel an uncanny desire to contemplate each of them, to sit, to stare, and to study them lovingly. Each preacher's job is not only to contemplate God's word, but also God's people. How paradoxical that it took a pandemic to teach me the art of contemplation. Every person I see now, I behold as a mini temple. Or at least maybe it teaches me not to hit him with my cane or punch him in the gut. Praised be Jesus Christ.